وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وبعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Alhamdulillah, 2 weeks ago we went through the narrations about repentance and about tawbah. When the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are open, how does a person, with what we previously discussed was, how does a person reconnect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite what he has done? Because Allah's doors are open. How does a person find his way back to Allah? And just as I quoted that verse, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, that say, oh my, Allah says that all my servants, the ones that have oppressed themselves, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, Allah forgives all sins. So continuing with that, and the purpose of that talk was to build for Ramadan. See, Ramadan is a month wherein we can reconnect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But often we find ourselves that when Ramadan begins, by the time we're into Ramadan and finding ourselves connecting, Ramadan is about to end. So it requires the effort beforehand. It requires the reconnect begins, and in Ramadan we maximize benefit of the month. It's not to say a person didn't benefit from that, the person would benefit. But to maximize benefit, the preparation needs to begin before. And we recognize that from the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كان يصوم من شعبان ما لا يصوم من غيره. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast in the month of Sha'ban in which he wouldn't fast in other months. Meaning the fasting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was quite consistent in the month of Sha'ban, which he wouldn't do in other months. And the word Sha'ban comes from branching. And he mentions in one hadith, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُرُ النَّاسُ عَنْ بَيْنِ رَجَبِ وَرَمَضَانِ, that is the month in which people are negligent between Rajab and Ramadan. It's the month which is neglected, the neglected month. وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالِ لَرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, it's the month in which أعمال are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأُحِبُّ أَن يُرْفَعَ عَمْرِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ, and I prefer that when أعمال are being raised to Allah, meaning when أعمال are being presented to Allah, that I am in a situation where I am fasting, which is why Mondays and Thursdays are the weekly presentation. Mondays and Thursdays, which is why Rasulullah ﷺ would always fast Mondays and Thursdays. Sha'ban is the month in which a'mal are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of which Rasulullah ﷺ would also fast in the month of Sha'ban. Today is the 11th of Sha'ban. And as we know certain things about the month of Sha'ban, it'll also be discussed. But there's a night upcoming, the 15th of Sha'ban, and I thought I'd explore that a little more in detail because there are quite a few misconceptions about the night and the day. So we thought we'd clarify. I thought I'd clarify on there to discuss that as this month is a month which serves as the branch between Rajab and Ramadan, it's the opportunity for us to connect to Allah so we maximize benefit in the month of Ramadan. So how do we do that? So number one, the 15th of Sha'ban, what is it? Why 15th? Is the wrong date? What is it? 15th of Sha'ban, we can understand it like when we have extremely soiled clothes, our clothes are extremely dirty. We set a pre-wash on the washing machine. Because we know that even if it's on 90 degrees in that washing machine, it's not going to do a complete wash. This is extremely filthy. Put it on a pre-wash, put pre-wash detergents in there and put a conditioner in there, to make sure that the clothes, when they come out, they have a good scent to it, and they're completely clean. Now Ramadan, we can start in Ramadan connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we're not ready before, Ramadan will pass by and we wouldn't have benefited maximally. We would benefit, but not maximally. So this Sha'ban, this 15th that's going to come also, I'll explain certain authentic narrations on that, in that regard, that it's the pre-wash. We could enter Ramadan, but if we've had our pre-wash, where we're not extremely soiled in sin, we're not extremely filthy in sin, where سُقِلَ قَلْبُ, that narration mentions that the heart is purified when entering, it gives us the opportunity to enter Ramadan where our heart isn't dead. That's the danger. You have a heart which is قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ, a heart which is completely connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can have a qalbun lawama, the heart or the soul, which is taunting. It commits sins, but it's reconnecting. It reconnects. Then you have the qalbun mayyit. You have the dead heart, which is a heart which does not even care any longer. May Allah protect us all. The heart which does not care, where it invites towards sin. It finds it naturally inclined towards sin and disinclined from a'mal, from connecting. We find it hard to come to the masjid. There will be a natural difficulty, but the heart would not feel any inclination. May Allah protect us all from that heart. So this night serves as the opportunity where that pre-wash happens. Ramadan and Hajj are like opportunities where a person can end that, and then when a person ends in that situation, the person is forgiven. And the person is, it's like a great sale from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great sale. If you want to be forgiven, these are your great sales. But the difference is, Hajj is man istata'a alayhi sabila, the person who has the ability. Not everyone has the wealth, not everyone has the capacity, particularly today, to do Hajj. But Ramadan is for everyone. Poor and rich alike, Ramadan is for everyone. Now, as I mentioned, Rasulullah ﷺ would fast in Sha'ban, which he wouldn't fast in the other months, meaning with consistency, except for Ramadan. Ramadan being the exception where the entire month was fasted. But focusing on the 15th, the night of the 15th, so Monday night, Rasulullah ﷺ mentions in one narration, يَطَّلِعُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ فِي لَيْلَةِ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانَ فَيَغْفِرُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ أَوْ مُشَاحٍ. أخرجه ابن حبان في صحيحه. That narration mentions that Allah looks at the creation, His entire creation, on the 15th of Sha'ban, the night. 15th of Sha'ban. He forgives the creation in its entirety, except for two individuals. The mushrik, the one who ascribes partners to Allah, and mushahin, the one who harbors hatred in his heart. I'll explain. Number one, يَطَّلِعُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ. Allah looks at His creation. Number one, Allah looks, He's al-basir, He sees every day. The point over here is مَعَ الرَّحْمَةِ, with mercy. This is a night of mercy, and additional i'tina is there, additional consideration is there. Mercy is descending on this night. So he's looking at the creation, meaning mercy is descending. The entirety of the creation is being forgiven, except for the one that's ascribing partners to Allah, and the mushahin, the one who harbors hatred. There are additional conditions. But in this narration, in this context, these two conditions are mentioned. We'll go through certain other authentic narrations which mention additional characteristics. But number one, it's the Sha'ban is the month in which a'mal are being raised. And on this night in particular, as I mentioned, it's the month which serves as the branch between Rajab and Ramadan, the pre-wash. The person soiled in sin can be completely forgiven on this night. So that when Ramadan begins, we're on a clean slate. That clean slate meaning we just purely connect and build and build. Make sure that our spirituality, by the time end of Ramadan, we are a completely changed individual. But it starts not just when Ramadan begins, it begins before, this 15th of Sha'ban. To talk about how do we benefit from this? So how do we take advantage that when Ramadan begins, that we are just spiritually connecting? We're not trying to wash our hearts still, meaning we will always require washing our hearts, but we're not still bothered about trying to revive our heart. Our heart is already revived, and it's longing to create. How do we create that situation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an offer on this night to connect. And only these deprived individuals, I'll mention five, are refusing. Number one, the mushrik, the idolater, the one that ascribes partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, sharibul khamr, the alcoholic. These people are individuals that even on this night, they won't be able to benefit. They will not receive that maghfirah, they will not receive that forgiveness. Meaning, so these individuals. So, making an intention, it's not to say that a person who has these problems won't be able to. He needs to make an intention and needs to make an effort to change this. As we mentioned 2 weeks ago, the conditions of tawbah. So alcoholic. Number two, aqun lilwalidain, the one who is disobedient to his parents, provided the disobedience is not shara'an. If it's something to do with religion that is they're inviting towards evil, then that's exempt. Number four, qati'u rahim, the one who severs family ties. And number five, mushahin, the one who harbors ill feelings towards others. Now, there is, people have questioned this night, this 15th of Sha'ban. As I mentioned, the narration is in Ibn Hibban. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah has actually said one of the possible sanid of this narration is Hassan. Many ulama have said Sahihun bi Shawahid is authentic due to how many numerous narrations there are on the subject. And to support it, I give you examples of the Tabi'een who also mentioned this regarding this night, to the point of the Fuqaha of Sham, the entire Levant, the ulama. Ata ibn Yasar, the great Tabi'i of Medina, could mention that after Laylatul Qadr, there is no other night in the year which is more virtuous than the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, this Monday night coming, 15th of Sha'ban. Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, mentions that there are five nights in which du'as are accepted, one of which is the 15th of Sha'ban, Imam Shafi, rahimahullah. Imam Awza'i, another faqih from amongst the Tabi'in, would mention that people should engage in individual worship on this night. Ishaq ibn Rahway, the teacher of Imam Bukhari, of Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmidhi, Imam Nasai, he approved of spending this night in worship in the masjid or even alone, but he approved in engaging in ibadah on this night. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah also mentions that there are numerous narrations in that's been mentioned in regards to the significance. Many of them are weak, but there are one or two that are authentic. And there are groups of the Salaf or our predecessors that practiced upon this night, meaning engaging in ibadah on this night. Amongst the Hanafis, Ibn Abi al-Hajj rahimahullah actually mentions that this night has great virtue and abundant goodness. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah from the Hanbali school, also his stance was that every Muslim is recommended to avail himself for ibadah on this night, showing that there's great significance from amongst our predecessors as early as the first and second century Islam, where they were practicing upon this night. So it's not something which is newly created. And as I mentioned, the narration is in Ibn Hibban, in his Sahih. How do we take benefit of this night? Number one, there is no specific ibadah mentioned for this night. It's just about connecting to Allah. There is no specific ibadah to say, these things need to be done. We don't have anything on there. However, we know from the corpus of ahadith how to engage in ibadah. That's number one. Number two, the narrations are limited to the night, not the day. The narration in regards to the fasting of the day is severely weak to the point that some have said that it's fabricated. So in fasting the day, there is no significance for. So that itself should not be practiced in isolation, because you would assume a person is practicing upon an extremely weak or a fabricated narration. So the rewards are specifically for the night, the Monday night. How do we benefit? Number one, perform our Isha and Fajr with Jama'ah. The person who performs Fajr and Isha with Jama'ah receives the reward of the entire night in ibadah. فَكَأَنَّمَا قَامَ نِصْفَ الْأَيْلِ مَنْ صَلَّ عِشَاءَ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَامَ نِصْفَ الْلَيْلِ وَمَنْ صَلَّ صُبْحَ فَكَأَنَّمَا صَلَّ الْلَيْلِ كُلَّهُ. The narration is authentic that the person who performs Isha and Fajr with Jama'ah, he receives the entire night of Qiyam, of Nafil Ibadah, which means that the night would have been spent in worship, although just by performing Isha and Fajr with Jama'ah. So ensure that every day anyway, but particularly on these sort of nights, that Fajr and Isha are performed. Isha is at 7:30, Fajr at 7 o'clock. Number two, sleep in the state of wudu. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah mentions one narration, authentic narration, that the soul of the individual who sleeps in the state of wudu does sajda to the arsh of Allah, meaning of course the person is asleep, part of his ruh remains, but the remainder of his soul does sajda to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sleeping in the state of wudu, something very simple, but great rewards behind. Number three, if we cannot do any of these good acts, we're tired, or we're finding it difficult, then ensure we are not engaged in sin. Just as these rewards are multiplied, we don't want it to be that at this time, in this occasion, we are distancing ourselves from Allah when His mercy is descending, being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want that to be a means of mahrumiyah, a means of being deprived. As I mentioned, that those individuals, an alcoholic, an idolater, one who has severe family ties, one who disobeys his parents, they come under this sort of thing. So if a person has relatives not speaking to, just say salam at least. Send a message of saying assalamu alaikum. When you're saying the rest, just at least send salam upon the ones that have got severed relations. Number four, tawbah. It's cleansing, opportunity to connect to Allah. Cleanse ourselves, do tawbah. Number five, dhikr. When you say dhikr, our general awrad, subhanallah bihamdi, la ilaha illallah. Number two of the type of dhikr, durood. Al Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu ala Nabi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So as I mentioned, one narration that if you could spend, one sahabi came to him and mentioned that, how much should I do? He increased, his entire time was being spent in just durood. And number three, recitation of the Qur'an. Finally, engaging in dua الدعاء مخ العبادة. دعاء is the essence of worship in one narration. Or what ibadah? It is ibadah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I have plenty of needs. And if we don't think, if we can't think of our needs, write them down. Think of how many things we have. Not only how many things we have, about our entire ummah that's being oppressed in different locations. We know about our brothers in Palestine, in Sudan, in Kashmir, in all these places. Make dua for them. Dua is the way by which we are going to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures. Make dua, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. Recognize it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our humility, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us true understanding and tawfiq to truly benefit from this night and the month of Ramadan, which is upcoming.